The newest way to pay for your groceries is with your fingertip. Fill your shopping cart, put your finger in a scanner, and just like that, the total bill is charged to your credit or debit card. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, the new checkout system being used at one Seattle supermarket may be the wave of the future.
The West Seattle Thriftway, an upscale market in an economically diverse neighborhood, has just rolled out a biometric scanning system. It's one of the first retail outlets in the country to use this voluntary pay-by-touch system.
How do you sign up? Very simple. You want to enroll? Okay, come on over.
Shopper Madeline George selects a credit card to use for payment and then puts her right index finger on a scanner. A digital template is created and stored in a database. From now on, whenever she checks out, she should be able to put her finger on the scanner and punch in a code number. No credit card required.
I don't have to drag my credit card out of my pocket or look for it or something like that if I forget my credit card. That's apparently quite secure, so I don't have to worry about it.
George has no qualms about her privacy. After all, she says, my credit card number is already all over the place.
So leaving it here with my fingerprint seems more secure than just giving it to some waiter someplace. So that's why I thought I'd do it.
Biometric scanning systems are not new, of course. Many banks now require a thumbprint to cash checks. Corporations use scanners in their office security systems. A McDonald's in San Francisco uses a finger scan, and some Kroger grocery stores in Texas began using them last month. Many more firms are likely to follow. At least a dozen large food chains have already expressed interest, and Phil Gioia, the CEO of Indivos, a company that developed and operates scanning systems, predicts that over the next 2 to 3 years, you'll see finger scanning technology everywhere.
Supermarkets, multi-lane retailers, quick service food, gas and oil, all those places where, you know, we have sort of moved away from having the human interface with a payment mode. This takes it one level higher.
He insists that his firm will not track anything or share the data it collects. But Professor Phil Barriano, who teaches public policy in the University of Washington's Engineering School, is not impressed with such assertions. Barriano, who serves on the national board of the ACLU, worries about all the personal information that companies are collecting and storing. Consider, he says, what a bank might do with the thumbprints it now has.
What happens when the police come around? And of course, the police are very chummy with the bank manager, and they come around and they say, hey, John, you know, there's this guy in town. We think he's writing false checks. We'd like to check something in your records. You know, very few are probably the managers who are going to say, I'm sorry, you have to go to court and get a warrant.
Back at the West Seattle Thriftway, a shopper who identified herself simply as Ingrid also expresses privacy concerns. Eyeing the finger scanner at the checkout counter, she remarks that she prefers anonymity.
I think there's enough information, enough people have enough information about me. I don't know, I mean, it's easy, obviously, but I don't know. It's just a little bit more like Big Brother, I guess, to me.
There's one other more practical matter to consider. Will the system work? At the product rollout, many finger scans did not work. Indeed, shopper Madeline George, who was quite keen on the idea, had to dig out her credit card at the checkout counter when the fancy technology failed. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.